traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We're here.
It's your big day, bro.
I'm not doing it.
Are you ready?
Nope.
You excited?
Yes.
Are you excited for me to give my best man speech?
Yes, bro. I want to hear it.
Bro. All right, bro. I'm going to go open my podcast, Impulsive, the number one podcast in the
in
world.
The world.
Thank you, bro.
Jana.
I'll see you soon. I'll see you out there.
Like and
good
subscribe.
Luck.
Thank you,
bro. Smile and cry for the cameras. Think you can tell me who to be, who to be. Well, I'm going to be your bad bitch. Wait and see.
God, am I peeking? I'm not gonna talk this loud. I'm not gonna talk that loud. I'm talking like this.
I'm very loud, sir.
Mike's loud.
Sir, can you hear me? I was the announcer from the Challenger Games. Did you watch? I got so much praise.
Here we go. Let's hope this works. But welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, you fucking good. Hit that subscribe button for me. Little atypical today. We are not in Encino, California on the Impulsive set. We are actually in Las Vegas, Nevada for, I can't believe I'm saying this, my brother's wedding. Jake Paul is marrying Tana Mongoose.
Congratulations, Jake Paul, Tana Mongoose. Big supporter of this relationship. And I want to start off by saying this. You look good, Logan.
Me?
And Spencer, you look great.
You too.
You guys look incredible. Where did you guys get those outfits at a store?
Yeah.
I think we are all at the same place.
Yeah, at the same time, too. Yeah. You don't remember? We made an Instagram story.
Oh, the store that we went to for these suits.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I remember that.
So, that old age.
Not gonna lie, the Impulsive cast is looking phenomenal today. It's a little different for us. We don't have our headsets on, so I hope I don't sound stupid, but I feel all right.
Yeah. How do we sound, sound guy? Sound good? He's shaking his head, yes.
We got a new sound guy.
Can we show the sound guy? Oh, actually, show the party a little bit, too.
This is called Impulsive on the Road. Andre, can we give a little pan around to the party really quickly? Because I got to say, there are some beautiful people here. And Andre, oh, you can't hear.
No, it doesn't matter. David's on the other camera.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. You have a roaming camera?
Yeah.
Didn't even know. Look at me, the host of the show.
No idea.
Anyways.
Jet right in.
Hold on. I just want to say, like, I'm sure David's getting it. There's some beautiful people here. Also, like, more importantly for you, Mike, and also maybe me as a bachelor, a lot of beautiful women.
How's the talent?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I see one that looks like a bronze statue of Cleopatra over there in a tan outfit with a slit upper. She is absolutely beautiful. Great job, ma'am. Great job.
We'll be talking to you later, ma'am. I'm ashamed to say I feel like I've hooked up with...
You said 90%.
90%.
I exaggerate. I'll say 50 on Impulsive.
And a lot of the
50?
People that are...
There's like 1,500 women here.
Yeah.
That's some big numbers.
Half of them are like your assistants, your mom, like...
My what?
Your mom's here.
Like, what'd you say before that?
Your assistant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew, bro. What are you...
Well, I'm saying those I hope would be in the 10%
Oh, yes. Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
But yeah, took a jet ride in here. I flew on the private jet with
The turbulence. Did you guys hit turbulence too?
Yeah, but fun fact, if you ever fly to Vegas, it's always turbulent over those mountains right before you get into Vegas. Always.
Really? Like, it's almost like a precursor of what's to come when you get to Vegas.
Exactly.
Like
you know
chaos.
You know when the planes, commercial jets, tell you to sit down because it's turbulent?
Yeah.
Mike stood up and he started doing things.
First off, high five.
So I go, if I'm going to go down in this bitch, I'm going to go down standing up, holding on to the little baggage area. And a lady came up to me and she's like, sir, I'm going to need you to take your seat. And I was like, you don't tell me what to do, lady. This is basic economy, whatever fucking goes.
You're going to go down in your own terms. I like that.
100%.
Goddamn right. No flight attendant is going to tell my friend what to do. He's a micro influencer, but he's growing fast.
That's true.
That's correct.
It was phenomenal. There was turbulence on our flight while it was happening. Tana was riding Jake in front of my mother.
I saw that. That was graphic.
I was standing up. The reason I gave you a high five is because I have 1.5 fears in life. The full one is scary movies. Okay. I hate scary movies. I can't do them. Mm-hmm. The half is turbulence on an airplane.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. But I stood up today because it was a private jet. Bougie. And you can hit the turbulence like you're on a boat hitting waves.
Yes.
You know how you can bounce
jump,
with them?
You jump.
It makes it so much less
so
worse.
Much more, so much more.
So
fun.
That's what, like, I just discovered it today. From now on, even if I get blacklisted on flights, I'm going to, I think, stand up during turbulence.
You know,
I saw that the scene on the airplane, it looked exactly like a scene from the movie Airplane Mode.
Airplane Mode in theaters August 3rd.
August 2nd.
It's August 2nd.
Close.
Select cities, 10 cities nationwide, select theaters, and also on iTunes. And
iTunes. I think you can buy it on most places.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But, wow. Yo, it, before the plane took off, you know, they got King Batch, Bradley Martin, Riley Reid, Lena the Plug, a bunch of big influencers on the plane. I was like, this is my movie, Airplane Mode in real life.
Yeah.
And it was chaos, bro. A bottle of tequila was being passed around. The flight attendant started distributing snacks. Everyone took a snack. Riley Reid.
There was topless women. I saw it.
Bro, Riley Reid took her tits out. I'm just going to say it. Riley Reid got naked
that.
On the plane.
But a lot of people were asking about why I wasn't on that private jet. First of all, is because let's be honest. Jake Paul hates me. Okay, I've gotten a massive argument with Jake Paul. All right, maybe he doesn't hate me, but room was limited on the jet. Okay. Second reason. Is anyone fucking listening to what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
Waving at everyone.
Bro, because this is a social event.
Yeah, we got to entertain some people while you're talking.
Fine. No, I'm listening, bro.
Really, really
Jake
quickly.
Jake Paul does hate you, but not today. But right. Not today, Mike.
Point two was because I do not like to leave my squad. I've been very vocal about this. If my entire team, including Andre the Vegan, who I haven't been getting along with very well lately, cannot get on the jet, I will either drive, walk, whatever I have to do to be with my team. Now, of course, we can't expect the same from our valiant leader.
Yeah.
But I don't roll like that.
Yeah, he's
so
flying first class, got his Rolex out. He's just balling.
I wish I believed Mike. I just don't. You know for a fact if, like...
No, he would take... If there was a seat open, he would say, yo, F you,
absolutely.
Spencer, I'm out
that
here.
That said, speak quickly about when the whole jet conversation came up. I did say, I don't care much. It's a 45-minute flight. Whatever.
He did back down, and it was very noble. I will say there were two open seats. I don't know.
Dude? You think I wanted to ride with these schmucks in basic economy, dude? I would have done anything to be away from these idiots.
Hey, I think we have our first guest.
What?
King Batch.
Whoa.
Back on Impulsive.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Welcome to Impulsive, bro.
What's up? Good to be here. So I just want to talk about the first time I was a guest. Is that Oprah?
Wait, Oprah is
coming.
Oh, my
God.
What the fuck? That's Oprah right there.
Holy shit. Oprah Winfrey's
holy
here.
Holy shit. It's Oprah Winfrey.
This doesn't make any sense.
I gotta get my phone.
Bro, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. If you wanna go hug her or something, you don't have to be here.
Like,
go hug Oprah.
Go.
Why is Oprah Winfrey here?
You think I'll get rejected?
What the fuck is happening?
Yes,
get Oprah on the show right now. Riley Reed's here. Riley, one sec. We're gonna get Oprah on the show.
There's just almost too many people right now.
There's no, Dylan.
Batch, you are letting down.
Get Oprah on the fucking show.
Everyone you know.
Go film Oprah.
Guys, Oprah's
Why
here.
Why is Oprah here?
And I can't do it. Hey, Bradley.
Bradley, go get Oprah. Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey,
Oprah
bro.
Here.
That's her.
She's right there.
She's right there.
What are you talking about? Are you drunk or just high?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey, are you out of your mind?
Have you ever heard of Harpo, the industrial complex that is?
We need this clickbait. she's going to the bathroom. Right,
Oprah goes to the
bathroom.
Oprah doesn't.
That's
Oprah
dope.
Goes,
she's blessed this house with her poop.
Yo, I got to go to the women's bathroom, too.
Traffic jams. Tailgating. Pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I know you have a butthole, Riley Reid.
Can you go to the women's bathroom and be like...
Definitely. Hi, Riley. Good to see you
Riley,
here.
Riley, I want her on the...
Oh, shit.
King Batch.
Okay, wait. I was... Okay, the first time I was on the show, I felt like you guys didn't give me maximum effort, okay? Because I watched...
It's because I wasn't there, bro.
It's because you were in Australia. No, Hong Kong.
Some.
You were in China. I seen other episodes, and you guys were smashing bottles on people's faces. Yeah. And
bro, you saw the highlight reel. You saw. I guarantee you didn't watch any episodes.
I saw, you know, Amanda... Summer. Was Summer on the show?
Summer yes. Ray, yeah, talking about
we
orgasms.
We gave Summer Ray the D.
Yes. Yes, we did do that.
Like, guys, next time I come on... Like, we got to do it.
Bax,
okay?
Bax, you know what I mean? I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, ask me a quick question.
I went to the hotel earlier that Jake Paul had booked for all of his favorite
guests. Is that her?
Guests.
Wait, that's is that her?
Bax, do you have ADD or just some sort of other
mental?
Hey,
Dylan.
Wait.
I can't believe it's Dylan. Oprah's right there.
Oh, wait, oh my God, it's fucking Oprah.
Hi, Oprah. Hi.
I can't believe this.
We made eye contact.
She looked at all of us.
I looked at her in the eyes.
What?
We gotta keep this show going, dude.
Why?
I'll be honest.
What's happening here?
She's coming in. Oh my God, she's about to sit next to me.
Oprah.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Good to see you.
Wow.
Can I shake your hand? Oh my gosh. I'm Batch. Nice to meet you. Batch, like a batch of cookies.
Yes, nice to meet you, Oprah.
You don't have to.
Hi.
You don't remember this moment. Wow. We got a videograph.
Yeah.
Yes, Batch, like a batch of cookies. You'll never forget.
Oh,
hopefully.
What's going on?
We're talking about, this is Logan Paul's podcast, and that's Mike's podcast, and this is their three, and we're two black guests on the show.
Two black guests.
That's what we're doing right
now.
We
look like each other, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
It's all right.
Oprah, I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit nervous right now. I've thought about this moment my entire life, but I will say, you look a bit different. Have you had work done?
Have I had work done?
You just look beautiful. You look absolutely beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Do I look like I have work done?
No, man.
Well, why did you ask me that?
I apologize.
I accept the compliment, though.
Is anyone here getting a free car today? Would you accept if we, the cast of Impulsive, gave you a free car?
You want to give me a free car?
Perhaps.
Absolutely.
I love how you have one AirPod in. Can you show the camera the one AirPod?
I got the AirPod.
Very Jake Paul-esque of you. AirPod.
Very Jake Paul-esque.
There it is.
Very fitting.
Trendy. Uh-huh. Wow. I don't realize it's there. They're so light.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, yo, so good to see you here. Are you
what's
excited?
What's going on?
My brother's getting...
What's everybody talking about? What's going on?
My brother's getting married today.
Getting married.
Supposedly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
I just hope I don't do the ugly cry.
Are you staying for the...
Absolutely.
Ceremony? Okay.
Yes.
And I have to ask, how much were you paid to be here, Oprah Winfrey?
How much would what?
Were you paid to be here?
$2 million.
You're not here for fun.
Sure, I'm here for fun. Why would I do that?
All due respect, you media legend, I don't believe you.
I've heard recently that Dr. Phil may be showing up at this wedding. How's the relationship been with Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil, we're always going to be friends.
Okay.
Good.
You remember how I met Dr.
Of
Phil.
Of course.
You remember how.
Of course.
Always friends.
Is
always.
Friends like friend zone friends or acquaintances?
Friends.
Okay.
Friends.
Okay.
Do you feel partially responsible for the launch of the career of Behad Bahabi? Bad Bobby? How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Behad Bahabi.
Behad Bahabi? Because Dr. Phil, of course, launched the career of Behad Bahabi.
Bad Baby.
Yes. Bad Baby. Well, there's two H's that just shouldn't be there.
It throws
you off.
Yep.
Well, Dr. Phil can have it. We're not going to fight about it.
Great.
We're not going to fight about it. Huh?
Would you like some tequila?
Oh, no.
Oprah, you don't drink?
Sure.
You do drink.
But I'm not going to drink until after the wedding.
Oh!
Very noble of you.
All right.
This is fantastic.
This is great.
I'm really happy for them.
Thank you.
Very, very happy.
It's my brother.
For them.
So on behalf of him, I thank you, Oprah Winfrey.
You're welcome.
Oprah, awesome. thank you so much.
All right, guys, I'm gonna take some more pictures.
Oh, both of you at once.
Sit your ass down, Bax.
Just wait one second. I have a question for you.
Okay. Oprah, thank you.
Thank you, Oprah.
You're welcome.
Hey,
bye, guys.
I cannot believe that. I also, when I say I cannot believe that,
is that Oprah for real?
No, it's not. I don't believe it. I don't think it is. I think they hired an imposter.
No, it's definitely not an imposter.
No, it's not.
Imposter?
Fuck!
Why would he do that? That's so on brand.
Mom,
why is it gotta be
fake?
What's
going
on?
That's a fake.
It's not Oprah, Ma.
No, wait. What are you saying? What are you saying right now? That
How do I flip this table without getting in trouble?
Flip the mic.
really wasn't Oprah?
No, bro.
That's exactly how I would have talked to
you
Oprah.
You ever met the real
Oprah? You didn't know?
No, I don't know what Oprah looks like. I just seen her on the TV.
Immediately.
All right, so that wasn't Oprah. But listen, I want to ask him, probably same thing you're going to ask him.
Dude. Sorry.
Oh, wait. That was a good moment for me.
What do you mean?
That was better than the last podcast we did.
Oh, you got Oprah.
I got Oprah.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yo, I got a serious question.
Yeah.
How's your hamstring doing?
My hamstring is fucked.
So let me preface this a little bit. As most of you know, the Challenger games were yesterday, and I want to dive into that a little bit. I'm sorry. Daisy Keach's bottom is phenomenal. What?
Are you Daisy?
Daisy.
Hey,
move.
Yeah, it's
Andre. She just does such a great job of maintaining. I think it's because she does squat thrusts. Anyways, I'm getting distracted. She's doing it up. Who takes pictures like that?
Who takes pictures like that?
Realistically.
No one takes pictures like that.
Daisy. You did good. Thanks, Daisy. Good to see you. No, keep doing your thing.
Who walks in front of the camera like that?
Daisy, you're doing so great. Carry on. We're so sorry for bothering you. Thank you, Daisy.
Batch?
Yes.
Batch, I've been trying to ask you this question.
Ask me the goddamn question. I'm going to...
Batch,
yes,
control your ADHD.
Okay, I'm controlling it. Oh, shit. What's up, dude?
Fucker. We checked in.
He waved back. It was just a joke, but what's up for real?
He's really got ADHD.
Did you see that guy wave back?
I did, yeah.
Okay, go.
Batch, we checked into a hotel today. Jake Paul had booked the accommodations for the entire guest list, right?
Are you in that hotel?
I checked out of that hotel.
Batch, let's talk about this hotel. Bradley Martin, who's right here, Andre, also checked out of the hotel. I walked into this hotel. We have some people in this on this podcast right now. There's blood on the blankets.
Blood on the blankets?
Oh, yeah.
This is
that Rice Gum?
Looks like it.
Holy shit, Rice Gum, come on the podcast.
What's up?
Right.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Rice Gum, good to see you here, man.
Good to see you, man.
I heard you just got surgery. Is that true?
Yeah, you know. So basically, everyone said they had like a clogged nose all the time. Like closer?
You do sound like you have a clogged nose all the time.
And then basically they went in and just drilled in it so I could breathe.
But how come
deviated
septum.
Deviated what?
Deviated septum.
I know what that is.
Really?
I swear to God. When'd you get it done?
Like 2 days
Brad,
ago?
This isn't your podcast.
My bad.
It's fine.
You should steal the show.
I have to ask, and don't take it personally, but you still sound the same.
No, because at the...
Am I wrong?
Hold on. At the moment, there's like some pipes in there, and they're going to take it out in like a week, and then we'll find out. And they say it's 99% success rate.
So that's gross.
Yeah. What if he sounds drastically different?
Like, he's like, hey, guys, how's it going?
I just want to talk more about the hotel. What do you think went wrong? I walked in the place. It smelled like urine. It reminded me of a vampire bordello. I've never seen a more disgusting hotel in my entire life.
So this is what happened. Jake was like, yo, I got these influencers. How much for a shout out? They're like, fuck influencers. We got this hotel for you guys. Dead people live there.
Yeah.
Yo, literally when we came out the elevator, there was trash. Trash, remember? It's just trash.
Are y'all on the 4th floor?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw those.
Yeah, it's just
saw
trash.
Saw those trash bags.
So I go there. I was like, bro, I work way too hard to be living like a simpleton. Is that?
I heard you were there for about 5 minutes.
5 minutes, and then I call him up. He's like, let's go eat. I say, yo, let's get another hotel. We look out the window. We see Donald Trump Tower. And then I'm thinking, yo, everyone doesn't like Trump, right? Or a lot of people don't like Trump.
So there's probably rooms.
So there's rooms, and it's going to be cheap.
Yep.
And it was.
So we go there.
Yep.
Rooms are only $200, $223 plus tax. And we get there, and the guy, he recognizes us from YouTube.
Amazing.
And then he's like, yo, we're going to give you the suite for the $223 price.
Wow. Congratulations.
It was amazing.
Wow.
2 bathrooms, a kitchen, a couch, a bed, and like a big-ass tub.
Question for you, Batch. Are you a fan of Trump now?
Am I a fan of who?
Trump now?
Next question.
All right, quick question.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to sleep tonight, and all of a sudden, 5 white men barge in with signs and MAGA hats on because they're the only other people staying at the hotel. What the fuck are you going to do, Batch?
Yo, but you know what's crazy? I saw a lot of black people there, too.
Shut up.
Wow.
Bro, wasn't so many black people
really?
There?
Really?
That's awesome.
Like, it's probably the cheapest hotel in Vegas.
How great is that?
Oh, bad promo. This is free promo for them. Wait, hold on now. The rooms in Trump is $1,000 a night.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, so Rice, you're feeling good. We were disappointed we didn't see you at the Challenger Games.
Yeah.
But also, you're probably pretty lucky you didn't show up because 8 of us got injured, including both Bash and myself. Yeah. We both pulled our hamstring.
But now you're good, though.
No, I'm not.
Not
good
quite,
now.
Bro.
Not good.
We can't walk.
Yeah.
Here's a list of people that got injured. King Batch.
Rest
Faye
in peace.
Sensei.
Rest in peace.
Charlie Morley.
Rest in peace.
Model Roz.
Rest in peace.
Faye Sensor.
Rest in peace.
Daisy Keach.
Rest in peace.
Jocelyn.
Rest in peace.
Wait. Austin McBroom.
Rest in peace.
They all died. They all died.
They all died.
What?
By the way, in the first race, somebody said, who do you have your money on? I'm watching Rice Gum in lane 7. And I said, I'll be honest with you, Thomas. It's going to be a fucking miracle if Rice Gum pulls this out because he is not here.
No one said that, bro.
I'm dead serious.
No one said that.
No, they did.
Thomas,
no, they did. Because
watch it back, dude. All
right, you were on the list.
Okay.
You were on the list.
No, I guarantee you guys, if I was there, I would have won something. Because, like, I'm fast, bro.
Are you?
I really do. I dust you, low-key, I dust you.
I was impressed.
Destroying
fastest person
Olympic
on the planet.
Times.
Fastest person
yeah,
on the
dude,
planet.
I saw
dude.
That. Or, like, 10. I heard 8. About that.
10.8 is, like, he could be scouted for the USA Olympic team.
Yeah.
No joke. That he's one of the fastest people I've seen probably in person my whole life.
Yeah.
I have to ask, when I watched you play basketball at Austin McBroom's charity event, I was really impressed.
Really?
Have you always been an athlete?
I mean, not really. I just had no friends back then. And then I was on the basketball team, and then I just made hella friends through that way. But then I just wasn't good enough to even play.
Let me ask you.
I just play a lot of basketball.
Let me ask you a personal question related to basketball. How did Jake and Tana convince you to come here?
Here? Oh, no. It was really easy. So, look, I was born in Vegas, right? So I had the nose surgery here.
You were already here.
I was already here.
Explains it. So this is a pit stop for you.
No.
You wouldn't actually come here if they invited you.
I'm all dressed up and stuff because I was paying my respects. I know it's really legit and they care about each other a lot. Yeah. So I just really had to come and, you know, see what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you gotta like tag that, like clip it. Is it meme? The part where you said he really had to come.
Oh, fuck yeah. You're going to be an embarrassment.
Yeah, there we go.
It's fine.
I like how your mind works.
Rice,
can
I ask you an unrelated question? FaZe Clan just signed the first ever female gamer to FaZe Clan. What are your thoughts?
I think it's super dope. Dude, I want to say something, but I don't know if it's, like, too much.
Say it.
Let it out.
Should I?
Yeah.
Let it rip.
Nah, I probably shouldn't.
It's
because it's, like, a meme thing, but nah, I probably shouldn't, but I think it's dope that she's the first girl because I was around the face thing and they were going to pick up a few other girls, but I'm glad they did it because it's just not as lit as her. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question. I saw the video. It was trending on Twitter headlines. She was doing sign language. Is that what you were going to say?
I mean, like, just some kid says something about a gang sign. I don't know.
Oh.
Like I saw it online.
Was it a gang sign or sign language?
No, silent language.
That's what I thought.
Is she fully deaf?
Is she mute or deaf?
I don't know.
Either way,
I think that's
fucking
amazing.
Awesome. Like, that makes
awesome
it so cool. Like, FaZe Clan is becoming so inclusive, and I think that's going to really contribute to the building of what is becoming an empire. So,
shout out Banks, shout out Tom.
And this, and like Tfue, everyone was like, oh, Tfue's the biggest FaZe, this and this. Bro, he was at the event, he scored like 7 points.
I heard he got wrecked.
Yeah, something like that.
I heard
that.
He got wrecked.
So,
you know
think
why?
He was distracted
I know
by
why.
Corinna?
He was distracted. I'm telling you, like the clout got in his head, he was just distracted.
Bro, that's what happens when you don't come on impulsive.
Yeah,
you just it's a chain of bad luck.
True.
Trust me.
FaZe Scissors, was it? Took the Creative Cup on day one.
Something like that.
Mongrel did great. Who else?
Like,
Dubs, FaZe Dubs.
They had a whole
Dubs.
Lot of kids that were just higher than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, I want to get back to you, King Batch, real quick.
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at his ratio. This is a good ratio.
I told you that.
This is
absolutely incredible. The women here are beautiful. The boys here are also beautiful. Everyone's just gorgeous.
The boys here are beautiful, too.
The men, I should say.
I think it's handsome is a word. I mean, that guy's beautiful. That boy's beautiful.
There's a lot of them here.
That man must be 8 feet tall.
How do you plan on healing your hamstring? When I saw you in the 100-meter race against Destroying, because you guys were the favorites.
Right.
And I saw you pull your hamstring, my heart sank.
You know what? Yeah.
Like, I felt horrible.
Right.
Have you been injured like this before?
Not since high school. But you know what I realized? I look at everything in a positive way. Yesterday, I couldn't even walk. Today, I can actually walk. I'm healing fast. I feel like Wolverine. Right after the race, I went to a film shoot. Right after.
You're joking.
I did.
Yo, I fucking admire you, Batch. I respect you. I'm so happy for your friendship. As cheesy as it is, man, you've always stuck your neck out for me, and appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you too,
I really
bro.
Do. And I'm glad you came to my brother's wedding.
Is this a bromance we're having right now?
I think so, a little bit. Fuck it.
Yo, have you guys ever kissed?
No.
Maybe you should.
No.
Probably not. You guys know. Or maybe you don't. Airplane Mode is coming out on August 2nd. So we had a premiere the other night in L.A. And you brought a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what your relationship is. I think you guys are friends.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, right? Because I saw you on live.
Riley Reed is twerking right now.
Riley Reed is twerking.
You got to get that twerk.
Your ass is getting slapped.
Wow.
You did it.
It worked.
You really did the show.
I have ADHD, so it happened when you were way over there.
You brought a girl.
She's twerking again.
You brought a girl, Anna.
Yes.
Anna Akana.
Yes.
And during the whole Japan incident, her tweet about me and what she's gone through in her life went viral, and I've always had...
Yeah, she doesn't like you, but I spoke good things about you.
She doesn't like me at all.
No, but I told her he's not like that in real life. It's just like, you know, it's just the internet stuff.
What'd she say?
Did she believe you?
Yeah, she believed me. That's why she came. I told her we was going to your premiere.
Oh.
So he's a changed man now.
It's
interesting.
It's tricky.
It's like looking into a time capsule.
Truly.
It's like digging it up,
truly.
Opening it, and being like, whoa.
But I... Whoa. I saw her, and I'm not going to lie, I got a little nervous, man, and I was confused.
Oh, I didn't even know she did that.
It's all
that.
Good.
Rice Gum's leaving. Thanks for coming on.
My guy,
hey, let's take a shot later, right? Or you just had surgery. Can you do that? You're just throwing a bunch of signs at me. Okay, I love you, Rice.
Yeah, but what I told her was a lot of people, they make – it's the internet. Like, the haters, they look for anything to take and to, like, tarnish your name.
Yeah.
So I told her, like, yo, he's a nice guy. I had to really tell her.
Oh, I know. Well, because,
like,
bro,
20-minute conversation, like, he's a nice guy. He's
really?
Cool. Yeah, I was like, he goes out his ways to talk to fans. Me, I don't, like, she sees when I take pictures, I literally go like this, and I'm on to the next one.
Yeah.
You, like, you'll take pictures, you'll ask them where they're from. I was like, how the fuck can he do that? How can he ask them where they're from? Like, I could never do that. I could never
ask everybody that. That's his go-to question. Where are you from?
Yeah, I could do that.
Is it because you have more fans?
No, it's not. It's just because I'm an introvert, and I can't really talk to
people. Yeah, you
like
seem
that.
Like an introvert, man.
You know what I mean? Fuck, dude.
The most extroverted introvert on the world.
So, introvert is just, like, where your energy lies. It's not about, like, your charisma. I mean, I'm charismatic as fuck. Let's not get it
too. Well, true. Yo, thank you for
but there's a lot of people out there that, like, they'll talk bad about you because they've never met you and they see what the videos are on the internet.
Anna was different because it wasn't a talking bad situation. Her life experience was so visceral and it affected her in such a negative way that I hurt.
Yeah.
And so I was always afraid of running into her in real life, and then I saw her at the premiere of what will be the most raunchiest movie of the entire decade.
No, more than that. I'd say
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
I'd say South the Century.
Bash, what do you think about this movie going live?
There's nothing
This movie
worse.
Going live? It's crazy. We shot it, what, 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
4 years ago.
Airplane Mode.
Airplane Mode, yes. The one we said today would become a real... Jake goes on the plane. He goes, guys, I've manifested that this plane is going to crash. Yeah! And we're all like...
That was no...
Let's not do it.
Bro, shut the fuck up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bradley Martin has joined us on the show, by the way. The world's biggest man.
I'm here, baby.
Yesterday, I got some heat for all of my commentary yesterday, by the way. Yeah. There was a lot of fans, but there were some distraught people on the internet who just weren't super happy about some of my more bold statements. I did at one point yesterday call you a humanoid cyborg android monster.
It made a headline.
Okay. And I also said that after losing the event yesterday, you went and scaled large buildings in LA and you were throwing cars rampage style. Is any of that true?
This may or may not have happened. I was a little disappointed, I'm not gonna lie.
You didn't even go to the podium to pick up your second place.
I went to
Bradley, sit here. I'm gonna be back.
Why when he leaves does he not say I'll be back?
Hey, wow, nice.
Something to think about. How you feel about your turnout in the Challenger Games?
I'm salty, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
With what? Because, Bradley, like, no one expected you to be able to run fast, man. And when you said you could, no one believed you.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
But I believed me. I ran fast.
I want to say one thing, hold on.
For being 260 pounds, I think I ran pretty damn fast.
What was your time in the 100 meter?
I don't know. I didn't even know what the time
was. Doesn't even know. Has no idea.
But I know I was not, like, way back there. You know what my time was?
No, but
reports,
bro, I'm gonna be
on for you.
Yeah.
We can get it, but if it was over 13 seconds, like, you got goats running that time.
Goats, like what kind? Like 260 pound goats?
Like greatest of all time?
Goats you find in a farm.
Like goats,
Bradley.
Not the greatest of all. I'm talking about a farm animal, bro. No. Like
Bradley,
pigs.
Logan's talking some shit right now, but I'll be honest with you. I saw you running and you ran very fast. I was commentating, so when I saw that happen, I said, Bradley Martin is a wall, he's a brick wall, but he's moving. He's moving forward down the track.
I gotta say, if I saw you running at me in the wild, it's just terrifying. I don't care how slow you are, it's just the most terrifying thing I could possibly see.
But I wasn't slow.
Listen, man, it's fine. No, we're fine. We're fine. If I'm thinking about starting a fight league.
Oh.
My PR team might not approve this. I want to call it UF Beast. So humans versus monsters.
Oh.
And when I put you up against a silverback, how do you think you'll fare out?
Oh, that's a deadly. That's literally
That's literally deadly.
You're going to die. I'll probably die.
You don't think you can handle a silverback? You're a pussy, bro.
You think you can beat a silverback up?
Bro, I'm a pussy. It's different for me. You are a silverback.
Yeah, but.
You came from the same loins.
Yeah, but little chimps literally are like strong as shit. Have you ever like messed with like a little?
We're gonna show a picture right now on the screen of a chimp whose hair is shaved, a bald chimp per se on his whole body.
Where did you see this?
Well, I just flashed it on the screen. These things are muscular as shit. Wow. Have you ever seen a shaved chimp? A monkey with no hair?
Yeah, I have.
Yo, no, crazy. And also crazy. Spence told me about this. You turned me on. They're vegan.
Yeah, silverback gorillas are vegan.
So all they eat is just
plants, bro.
I will say this. Silverback gorillas aren't bred to hunt and capture.
True.
You know?
Yeah, they're just big and bulky, dude. They're like Bradley on the track.
Exactly. Can't big catch ass, anything.
But I was fast, though.
They'll mess you up.
I was fast.
You could probably get away from them.
I want to get Bradley's official time and then make a proper.
Get my official time.
Because I feel like I'm really selling you short here. Are you excited for the wedding? Let's talk about something.
Yeah, I am.
Really?
It's interesting to me, though.
I can't believe it. I think the budget's half a million dollars.
Half a billion dollars.
It's pretty absurd.
Oprah's here.
It's pretty crazy.
Hey, Bradley, can I say one more thing about the Challenger Games? I wasn't as concerned with your absolute shit performance running. And by the way, I know you said you ran. I said you ran fast, but I'll be honest. You run about the same speed as mashed potatoes.
Bro.
But really quickly, I know you want to say something, but I'm going to cut you off as I do. I was very concerned with your absolute shit performance in the shot put.
Bro,
you are a massive. Listen. You and Blessing are the size of four men each. And you got beat by a scrawny little Spencer sized man.
Here's the problem.
No offense, Spencer. Fuck.
Here's the problem. Here's
Andre
the problem.
Sized man.
Here's the problem. I beat Blessing. Yes. I beat everyone else.
Right.
And I was very close to the winner. But the winner knew how to throw shot put. I've never thrown shot put in my whole life except that day.
But also, Bradley, you lost at Daystorm. He's 100 pounds lighter than you. Everyone expected you to throw that shot put, bro.
Yeah, but he's done it before. He knows how to do it.
Do you guys know those Russian dolls where you, like, open them and there's another one in
there's
it?
There's more Russian.
Yeah, he's like that, where you open one of Bradley, there's another one in him.
And the real Bradley's deep down in the middle, smaller?
I don't think so. No. To me, Bradley's more like one of those cartoons where there's a little alien right in his chest controlling his arms and legs.
Like the Men in Black thing.
Yes, just like that.
Also, Vitaly took part in the shot put. That was interesting to watch. He was down on the field with both his mother and his his walking billboard of a girlfriend.
Oh my
God. You know why I'm actually okay with it?
Oh, I love it, bro.
They love each other and did love each other for like a solid year before she started promoting his stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's okay.
Like, that's cool to me. That's cool to me how it's able to develop and blossom into a mutually beneficial thing for business. Because they actually do love each other. Instead of like, I won't say any names, but some people on the internet are just making fake moves for clout.
You can't think of a single couple to mention?
We can't mention one?
Not a single one off the top of your head.
Like none that might be like feel close to home?
Not one.
But you're just saying as an example.
As an example,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
Interesting.
Spencer, I will say, congratulations, bro. Here we are. We're going to talk about it right now.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
Spencer was the only Maverick to place in the Challenger Games.
Let's go.
He placed third in the 1600-meter race, the mile, right after Ryan Garcia and Ryan Trahan.
That was awesome.
Yeah, the guy who won was like a D1 track athlete.
That's what I'm trying to say,
ago.
Though.
When I
ran a 4:15 mile.
I didn't know that when I invited him. I had no idea otherwise.
Yeah,
Ryan,
thanks,
so sorry. You absolutely would not have been invited. But you did good.
Yeah.
You ran a
5:27.
That's fast.
Yeah.
That is a 12.2 mile per hour pace.
Yep.
Do you run a lot?
Yeah, but not sprinting. This is my first ever mile that I've raced.
Do you think for even a quick second that maybe if you weren't a plant-based vegan that you potentially could have moved a little faster? I'd mentioned it on the broadcast. You've not eaten meat. You've not eaten any kind of, you know, meat or dairy product for about 15 years now.
Yeah. You want to know what happened,
okay,
though?
Sure.
The night before, I got into a Caesar salad that had dairy in it.
Shut up.
That's what compromised my time. I think everybody's like, oh, you should add a Big Mac before the race. I'm like, dude, I accidentally had some dairy, bro.
When you say you got into it, you said almost like Broly the dog. You got into it. What happened?
I was at a steakhouse. And I was there for a meeting. They whipped up a Caesar salad. I ate it. It was delicious. I'm going to be honest. Okay. It was incredible.
What was the dairy? Oh, in the Caesar, the Caesar dressing.
There was some mayo, Caesar. I asked. It was a mess.
If you had been full vegan when that happened and you accidentally consumed what?
Sub 5. I would have run a Sub 5.
Sub 5?
Yeah, without that dairy.
Wow.
Next year, Challenger Games, I'm running Sub 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is Challenger Games going to be a track and field event next year?
So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys think. Please comment below. We wanted to maybe do a different event, such as maybe an American Ninja Warrior type vibe or that show Wipeout type vibe. I want to know what you guys think. Please comment below because we need your input.
One thing's for sure, though, that we have the broadcast commentator locked, correct?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be Mike because you did such a great job. Mike is the greatest commentator to walk the face of planet Earth in the history of time.
Good. Facts.
I feel like a real natural.
Someone else who's great at commentating and pretty much everything involving talking. Adam 22. Yo, welcome to Impulsive, man.
How you guys doing? Logan,
welcome
congratulations.
Back,
thanks, man.
Clap for myself. Yeah, how you guys doing?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I got a new sister-in-law today, I guess.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Big day for YouTube as a community. Where's Susan?
Yo, what if Susan, the CEO of YouTube, showed up?
I bet she didn't even get an invite.
That seems like a very Jake thing to do, is invite Susan. I bet they did.
What did he think of it? We don't know.
Wouldn't be surprised. So you're the host of the coolest podcast?
They say, but I'm aware that you guys are the biggest podcast, most popular, most viewed. What is the number?
Not according to Lad Bible. Lad Bible did a whole report on us the other day that Logan Paul is foolishly saying that we're not the world's number one podcast. Hey, listen, you fucking Brits, all right?
Yeah.
Logan Paul, you got to take into consideration the views on YouTube when you do the numbers. There's audio there, too. Did you ever fucking think of that, you fucks?
Yeah, Lad Bible, they're a bunch of, they stab each other and shit. Like, those guys are getting stabbed by
everybody,
the gangs of London all the time. They don't know anything,
bro.
Yeah.
We almost got stabbed and jumped in London the week before the KSI fight.
It happened.
Who was there? Were you there?
I'm surprised KSI didn't pull out a knife during that boxing match.
Thank you.
I would not have surprised me.
Yo, have you ever been stabbed?
No, I stabbed a guy one time, though.
Seems like
really? Yeah, with a broken beer bottle. Go in and everything.
So you have stabbed a man.
I mean,
how did you feel when you stabbed him?
I felt nothing. Yeah. I was happy I got away with it. This is back in the day before social media was crazy, before anybody knew who I was. So that was a good feeling.
Is he still alive, this man?
I mean, I hope not.
You know, because if you wanted him to live, why would you have stabbed him, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Do you feel anything ever? You're completely numb. What about for your absolutely stunning girlfriend who's here tonight, Lena the Plug? Do you feel anything? Is there any juices that flow?
I've held back on stabbing her with any kind of sharp weapon
up to this point.
Great job. Yeah.
Stab her with your penis. We see that on social media.
We see that on Snapchat all the time.
But also, is that you? Because your face is...
That's me. That's my wiener, yeah. Yeah, Logan, that's me.
It's pretty hard to hide those tats. I remember I saw it. I woke up one morning. It was Easter morning. I was having a great day with my family, and all of a sudden I saw a tattooed Easter bunny just cocking down three chicks on social media.
I was with him.
Ever since, I've been I wear a bunny suit every time I have sex now.
Yeah, crazy.
That was a weird experience, because imagine having sex, but you can't see anything because you got a giant bunny helmet covering your entire face. So you're having sex. You know it looks good. But even if you look down, you can't see it because you got a bunny head.
Real quick, any advice to anyone having sexual intercourse with multiple women, which you do pretty much every day of your life, twice a day, three times a day? Any advice?
You might need to pregame.
Oh,
clear the pipes. Clear
beforehand.
Pipes.
You know, I tend to, like, if I know I got to fuck a bunch of girls on Snapchat at noon and I'm waking up at 8, rub and tug as soon as I wake up, you know?
Are you fucking at noon?
Because I'll have her organize it so that it doesn't interfere with, like, the rest of the stuff I got to do for the day, you
know? When you say the word organize, it seems to me that the romance is sucked from what some would call a beautiful activity. Is that nothing? Because I don't know anyone that fucks at lunchtime.
Yeah, I used to be, like, strongly against ever nutting while the sun was out, and I would always say that I don't even want to get my dick hard while the sun is out, but... if it happens, it happens. You know, I'm getting old. It's
true.
Like, I can't stay up till 6 like you guys.
I want to take this as a stepping stone, because we do have a sponsor, and we did the plug back in L.A., and I think this is a good time to do it. So we're going to cut back to the L.A. studio really quickly.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What a great sponsor for a night like tonight when everybody's, you know, boozing and we're talking about foursomes. If you're having trouble getting your dick hard for any reason, I mean, sounds like a good plan to chew some gum, yeah?
I've been scarfing that shit down all night, let me tell you.
Okay, fire.
Adam, you recently had a really heavily watched podcast with Banks from FaZe Clan, as well as Mike from Impulsive.
Yes.
Did you fuck before that show?
Honestly, I have no idea. That's a good question. I probably not. That was like midday.
You had the Nelk Boys on before. That was a great day for you.
Actually, yeah, me and the Nelk Boys fucked. We all hit the bathroom.
Really?
They were shotgunning beers, and I kind of slipped it in for a second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is everyone here familiar with that guy Steve Will Do It?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's my boy.
So savage.
He is a savage, and in most times.
How is he still alive?
I don't know how he's alive. I've seen him chug handles of liquor at one time. I've seen him, what else have I seen him do? Drink like 12 glasses of wine at once.
He drank 60 eggs. At my gym.
60 eggs?
60 eggs.
Ooh.
Yes, he did.
60 eggs.
60
I watched
raw
him do
eggs.
It.
I was thinking, like, I thought about trying to eat 100 eggs in a day.
He drank 60
raw eggs. Yeah, that makes me feel like maybe my thing
seems
be
like
worth it.
Seems like too much protein. My question is he okay? I know Steve Will Do It, but is Steve okay?
The question is, like, should Steve do it, I think.
Should Steve do it?
He's Canadian, right? I think they grow up different.
No, he's from Florida.
Oh, okay.
That explains it.
Yeah.
The main question Steve Will Do It asks me every single time he sees me. Every single time. He goes, hey, Mike, when am I coming on Impulsive?
Always.
Every single time. And I say, Steve, I'll be honest with you, whenever you want. And then I see him again a little bit later. He's absolutely blacked out.
Yep.
He's drinking a full gallon of tequila.
You want me to get him?
And he says, hey, Steve, when are we...
No, yeah.
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
Good,
by the way,
good.
These mics come out.
Oh, what the fuck?
And you can just say, I know, Dylan, thank you. You can sit like this.
Time.
Yeah, this is amazing. You get real comfortable here.
Oh, this is way better.
How much better is this? Wow.
I got to say, the party is really heating up.
There's a lot of people here.
I am the best man. I have a best man speech, so make sure you watch
it, guys.
What are
you going to say? Have you even thought about
it? Oh, it's incredible. I've already reviewed it.
Oh, you have?
Well,
you
sent it to me.
Yeah, but fully now you...
I fully reviewed the entire thing.
Can you give us a preview?
Incredible.
I'll give you a little preview.
Like a small preview?
Yeah. I'll give you my intro, actually. I'm going to start.
Oh, wow, that's long.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
Oh, whoa.
Well, I'm the best man. It's my brother's wedding.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Real,
man.
Obviously, so I'm going to give a good speech. I'm going to start like this. I don't think I'm the best man, but I am pretty dope. Anyways, I know we're all having a great time, but today isn't about the party. It's not about the graffiti on Armani's multi-million-dollar mansion or the red carpet. The slew of B-list influencers or the porn stars. Shout out Riley Reed. I am excited to see how many penises you can fit in your mouth tonight. And that's my intro.
That'd be tight, because you want a challenger.
Oh, yeah.
She might go above and beyond.
I think she took down about 32 on her birthday. We watched that gangbang all night at her birthday party. And by the way, that led me to, while I was watching it, I mentioned this on the night shift. I don't really talk like this on the Impulsive much, but we are in Vegas. One of the girls that does the, we can't do this, you're my stepbrother, you know, those kind of girls. I won't say her name, but she came up to me and she was like, hey, you're really cute, I'd love to suck your dick. And I was like, well, that's fantastic, let's get that going.
She came up to you here?
No, at Riley's birthday party.
Oh, nice.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Riley, Lena, and Abby, I think, are all here.
Right.
Or at least Riley and Lena. Any chance you're going to do some sort of Snapchat fuck here at the party?
Maybe not, just because it might be redundant, because we did that the other day. Actually, to be
dressed
honest.
Dressed up in all black with the handguns.
Literally, me and Lena just bought a house together. Nobody has been to the house. Me and her have not done anything. We haven't moved anything into the house, but we filmed the foursome in the house.
Incredible.
Seems on
empty
brand.
House.
First thing we did.
Yep.
Adam,
are you a podcaster? Or are you a porn star? What are you? Are you some sort of humanoid cyborg, you know, monster?
Mike, let me tell you, what I am is a hustler.
Yes.
And right now I'm a slightly drunk hustler. So really, I'm down for whatever's going to bring that bag in, Mike.
Fire. It's all about securing the bag.
Yeah.
I want to say something real quick, too. My mom's going to come on.
Wow, this conversation is going to change dramatically.
Today, I met Pam.
Oh, for real? What'd you think?
I've been a lifelong Pamster, so it was very exciting.
Oh, lifelong Pamster. Which one of you wants to switch for my mom? I hate to do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Bam, take it away.
Adam 22 Bradley. And Bradley Martin.
Thank
Good
you.
God.
I just
want to
say something real quick about securing the bag. I don't know if you know this. I got a text today. We are on the final legs of finalizing the deal for the KSI fight.
Yeah,
and it looks like it's going to take place in November in L.A. I am stoked.
Wow.
I am so excited. Finally, after so much work. Shout out my team. Shout out KSI's team. Like, we finally worked together. We made something happen. So I think it's going to happen here in November.
I legit thought that fight was not going to happen.
Really?
So did a lot of people.
It was really teeter-tottering on the edge.
It's definitely going to happen. I got to get my hamstring right. I think this trip to London tomorrow and then Mykonos for the next week on a yacht.
Oh, that'll help.
Will not do the opposite, actually.
Yes.
I think it's going to hinder my...
I want you to be careful, please.
Thanks, Mom.
You know, alcohol it ruins your tendons, right?
Exactly. And
yeah, it makes them weaker.
Any acidic foods in your body is going to cause the muscles to snap
easier. Pam, do you feel better knowing that I'll be there with him watching over him?
No.
Okay, well, here's the bad part. I won't be there. No one will be there except for him and his fucking brother.
We feel a little bit better.
His what?
You just said fucking brother.
No, you can. It's impulsive.
Yeah, he's my fucking brother. I mean, what's good, Ma?
Oh.
I love the kid. I'm a Jake Paul. I just
didn't do that.
No. I was just going to say I want you to be careful and take care of you and your fucking brother.
Let me.
There you go.
There we go,
man.
I mean, like, you know, both of you.
Let it rip.
My fucking sons better be careful and safe in Ibiza or Mykonos, wherever you're going.
You feeling good? You had a few drinks?
I had three drinks, and they went down like water because it is so hot.
You're hammered.
Pam, you celebrated an event yesterday.
I'm clearly not hammered.
You celebrated an event yesterday.
I did. I celebrated my 56th birthday.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday to me.
And by the way, also, not only did you celebrate your birthday, but you also got remarried to your ex yesterday because at one point, Dylan called you Pam Paul.
Dylan,
okay, but that
the host
does
of
not
the live show.
Mean. Now I'm going to throw down. No. No, that doesn't mean we got remarried. That just means Dylan forgot my married name.
I have a question. So most people do that. I have a question. I've asked you this before because I really do love Jake. I think he's made some questionable decisions, but so have I. We live a lot of our life in front of the camera, and we're going to make mistakes, and we tend to make more of them than everyone else. But it's fine. We're fine.
I don't think.
No, wait. I'm not done.
Okay. All right.
My question is this. I've always wanted a little brother. Is there any chance you would conceive another child with Greg Paul?
That is 100% no, but I have another plan. So I was just babysitting Halston.
I'm a huge fan of her music.
No, not Halsey. The Fish Fam, Halston, and I'm gonna take her. I think they're gonna give her to me so I can have a grandchild.
So wait, when you say
you want to produce one.
Wait, when you say you were babysitting Austin, you were babysitting Austin McBroom.
Halston.
Austin McBroom.
No, Halston.
Halston.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. It was nice.
And George. Hi, George.
Ladies and gentlemen,
George,
Elvis Presley.
Good to see you.
I love George. I love George.
No wait.
But we were talking babies. I want a grandchild.
I'm working on it.
Okay. All right.
I've made it very clear. I'm working.
Make sure
you pick the right girl. Vessel.
No, it's not a vessel.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, we.
You sound
Mike,
like your dad right
hey,
now.
Hey, Mike and I were talking
not
about this
vessel,
on the way here.
It's a woman.
No.
Mike and I were talking about this on the way here. Mike is convinced that you are an alien because you're not even using any real terms. You're looking for a vessel.
A vessel?
At this point in your life.
I don't
That's
know
what
how
an
it's.
Alien
bro,
says.
I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm not ready for a relationship. Both of you know that. I want a very well put together woman with phenomenal genetics to carry a child of mine.
You have a relationship. You at least care about the person.
Ideally, yes. But here's why. So we're at Jake and Tana's wedding. I'm just concerned. They might conceive and have a baby before me.
Well, it could happen.
What if the child becomes a mass murderer?
Which one, Jake and Tana's?
This child that he's looking for.
Hold on a second. Let's back this up.
There
is not a single person on this planet, short of Pam Paul, who thinks that Logan Paul is ready for a fucking child. That is the scariest. Do you know how many deaths?
I said I was ready.
Do you know how many deaths we've had in the house over the past few months.
Yeah.
Animals are being eaten. Can you imagine Ginger with the baby, because no one's watching it, the baby's just crawling around, eating leftover lima beans.
I would take the baby.
Bro, if Ginger has not consumed Evan yet, the baby stands a chance. On God. I saw a person at the train station. Why was I at the train station? I saw them there, and they were carrying a baby. I said, oh, look, a baby. And I knew at that moment in time, I'm ready. I have this theory. I don't think anyone's really ready for anything. I have a saying I say that I say with my mouth when I say it, and it's, if you're going to swim in the ocean, you got to dive in. The first step, you got to dive in. You can't just waddle in there.
Oh, you know what?
You could waddle in.
I guess you could.
Man, you could graciously enter the water.
You know, I noticed that you had a hamstring issue. How do you feel about me just diving in there with a scalpel tonight to do surgery on your fucking hamstring?
That's what they do at sports rehab, and if that's what it takes for greatness, I'm in. I'm sold.
Wow, that curl is beautiful.
All right, let's talk.
I've never seen anything
like it.
Describe the
scene a little bit.
Yes.
She's coming on the show.
Who is she?
Dylan's getting.
Can't we just go get Halston and we'll just call it a day?
Mom, we don't care.
She's gorgeous.
No, we love Austin McBroom and we get it.
And by the way, Halsey's put out some great music, but I just don't know if she's here tonight.
We're not ready for that smoke right
now. It's unrealistic.
Obviously, they're not paying attention.
Oh, Dylan's chasing down this beautiful woman, and the woman is saying, it looked like she lipped. I hate Logan Paul.
Oh, God. Here's the bad news. That's not the girl I was talking about.
Oh, God. He is bringing a random woman on the show.
Is Jake actually getting married or not? Like, it's 8:17.
Wait, what?
It's 8:17. When's the wedding?
Do you think this marriage is real, Pam?
It sort of seems real. I'm sitting in Las Vegas, and there's a thing in front of me, Jana Forever, and I'm in a mansion, and I'm wearing a dress, and it's hot.
Here's the thing.
It seems real.
That will be painted over in about 2 weeks, maybe even 2 hours after this.
I got to think ahead, you're saying. Are you saying I have to think?
Good to see you.
That's right.
Good to see you guys.
All right.
What's going on, bro?
Riley Reed and Danny Rocker.
This is big.
Here we are.
This is big.
We want to know.
No, there's
are you dating?
You know what, Logan? We're really good mates.
I hate when he says that.
Mates.
We're really good mates.
Riley, get really close to the mic.
We're really good mates.
Oh, I see. Yes, we are. I'm just saying,
because we can't hear each other, sometimes we talk over each other, so just be careful. It's all good. You're doing great, Ma, and I love you, by the way.
Can you stop yelling at Pam?
I said,
Pam, you look so wonderful tonight.
I love you, Danny. Thank you,
Riley. You know how cool your mom is, Logan?
I love you.
Do you know what normal moms are like?
It sounds like
they're like mine, and they don't talk to you.
Trying to fuck my mom.
Well, but...
Danny? Oh, no, wait, Mom. Sorry, Mom. If you're watching this.
I don't know that he does.
I love you, Mom, but Pam's cooler than you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Austin is here. Austin is here.
Holy shit.
The whole squad's here. Yeah. Hey. We're going to leave for you.
What's up, brother?
We'll leave. Now we get the vibe.
I want to get you guys back.
All right, we'll come back.
I really do, because I want to get... Have you fucked? I got to know.
We'll tell you when you get us back.
Oh, yeah.
Riley said... Riley shook her head no.
By the way, really quick, Riley. When you got naked on the private jet to this party in front of some of the most obnoxious and hilarious influencers on the planet, what was going through your mind?
I was just hoping they wouldn't kick me out of the plane.
She almost did. The flight attendant looked at me and she goes, "You guys need to sit down. This is the last
that
straw."
That was literally what threw her off with my fucking tits.
Well, they were just out for the open to see.
If she wanted to pull her tits out too, no one would have said anything.
Quick, one quick note before Riley gets up, and then let's have Austin. Austin's gone. Well, listen, Austin, you prima donna fuck.
You
we
know
get
what? That's
it, okay?
Okay.
You're a huge influencer, okay? Now
you're
gone.
Number one podcast
Riley,
in the world.
If you do have to leave, I want to make sure
you will survive.
I want to make sure you do one thing before you leave. That mic was recently cleaned, sanitized. It is good to go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sorry for the guy with audio. Your ears probably hurt. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
Riley
he's
Reed.
He's all right with it.
You come back, Riley
we
Reed.
We love you.
And she is all right.
Riley, we love you.
I
love Spencer.
It had to happen.
For those of you who are... If surviving listening to the audio version of this, which I don't know if that's even possible, Riley Reed just once again deep-throated the mic here on the set of Impulsive.
I'm rolling
that mic home with us. What? Should we buy this mic and add it to the wall?
It might be the move.
Can you imagine? We did not sanitize that mic. Can you imagine what's on that? Bradley Martin was just spitting like growth hormone all over the fucking thing, dude. All right, so where's Austin Broom? What, he's too big? He can't wait 36 seconds?
Yeah,
He's got six security guards with him. What's good, Austin?
Mm-hmm. He smiled at me.
Question about that. What is up with the security guards?
No, one knows, okay?
Like, why, though? Like, why does that happen? Is there a story that we don't know about?
Here's the story. I'll explain it.
And God bless them. Like, peace and love. I really just asked this out of curiosity. Why are their bodyguards.
Do you want me to explain or Logan? Because we both have the same answer.
Please.
There's something what we call a flex, okay? We at one point brought security guards with us to Coachella. No one gave a shit about us. And you want to, or Logan? All right, everyone cares about him. But let me put it this way, really quickly. What I've noticed about security guards is no one has any trouble with you until you have security
guards. Not true. I think you're way off with Coachella.
Okay, fine.
I cannot go to Coachella without security guards, and I think you very well know
that's
that.
That's true.
No, that's fair. But in the middle of the Challenger Games, a family-friendly event where everyone is, like, spreading love and joy, and in the middle of the day.
Dylan, do you want to fight Austin?
No, absolutely not. This is peace and love. I'm just absolutely curious. I'm new to the YouTube world. Did some incident happen where this is necessary?
Maybe. Who knows?
And that's all. I'm asking
straight
general.
Have any of you been attacked by a bird?
I think Maverick, rest in peace, has attacked everyone at this table.
At any moment, that could happen.
Absolutely. That's true. You've made it very clear in the past that you are most afraid of aerial attacks.
Yeah.
And I think you're right.
Think about it.
They could come from the ground. Not so bad. Aerial attacks, you're pretty much vulnerable everywhere.
Have you ever seen Ace Family fans before?
You know what?
They will jump out of an airplane.
You sold out Staples Center. I get it. And if he needs it, God bless him. Peace and love to the Ace Family. Just come on the show and talk about it. We'll find out why.
Can we get him? Did he really just walk away? Go hunt, find him, Dylan.
We'll get it. And by the way,
go hunt and capture that man.
What a successful event it was yesterday, the Challenger Games 2019. Amazing. And Pam, apologies for the misspeak.
It's quite all right. I get called Mama Paul all the time.
Dylan, I will say you did a phenomenal job.
Oh my God, thank you, Logan.
You did.
I've told you this, bro. Like, and I mean it. Like, you slayed it. You guys don't know Dylan, our producer of the show, is also a showman. He is a showman, and when we give him the mic, as you can see, he performs and he puts on. And I want to say thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to do the best possible job for your fans and your people. So thank you, guys.
We did good.
Get back to the show.
We did a good thing. Here we are.
King Batch is back, and he looks like he's turned into King Trashed. The dude looks absolutely hammered at that point.
Guys, I'm going to get complete.
Don't stand too close. It smells like cum.
Oh, yeah. Riley Reed just deep throated that microphone.
Yeah, Riley did just deep throat that mic.
Nice pants. Why?
I don't know.
We kind of like alluded to it, and she took it into her own hands and mouth.
How many shots did you just have?
I'm going to be completely honest. I'm sober, first of all. So don't think you can just come in my mouth.
Batch, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Speaking of coming in mouth. Is this a true saying? Never trust an actor. Because you're an actor.
Never trust them?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust me as far as I could throw me.
How far could you throw you?
I could throw me pretty far.
Oh.
How much did you get paid for the advertisements that roll before every single YouTube video that I watch?
I cannot disclose that information. $2.3 million. Next question.
Wait, what is it? What's it for again? Food mates?
Postmates?
Food mates? Have you heard anything called food mates?
Dylan, I'm going to say this one more time. That girl on the red carpet is so black dress. She's taking a picture right now. She is so
You gotta
pretty,
get it right now.
Bro. Do you want me to bring her over for you?
Someone's gotta do it, bro. She's so cute,
can we cover something really quick? One thing we have not talked a lot about tonight has been the Tana wedding. We've got Pam Paul here. Pam Stepnick here. Pam, you know your sons better than anyone in the world. You know Jake better than anyone in the world.
Yes.
Is Jake Paul truly and utterly in love with Tana Mongeau?
Am I in a lie detector test?
No, you're
Does
not
it look like
up.
It, Mom? Are you drunk?
I just want to make sure.
Here, I can measure her heartbeat, her pulse.
Okay, good.
I'll know.
Spencer. Are you certified for that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we got, Pam? Pam, I think you've gone comatose after those three drinks.
I'm a little reluctant.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
I'm a little reluctant to say.
Okay.
He may or may not be.
Oh, my God. I think they're getting married.
Dylan...
That's they are getting, they
the,
are getting married. This is real.
Get the fuck off the set. No,
wait, what happened?
No,
yeah.
Please. Oh, amazing. Yeah.
She's telling the truth.
She's pretty.
I'm kicked off. Hey, no, what was your name?
No, he's taking her.
Next on the podcast, where are you from? She tours the world. Carolina, right?
Carolina.
Not from Carolina.
Exotic.
Ladies, round of applause. Yay.
Thank you, Batch.
Thanks, Batch. Come back when you're sober, brother.
I will.
Okay.
By the way, Batch is sober, bro.
He is sober. He's sober as a judge.
But I'm gonna change it after
I'm
the podcast.
I'm gonna drink a monster.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Do I have to?
Yeah, just like me. It's a podcast.
Okay.
And so it's audio based. And
oh, no one's watching us right now.
Well, we are. It's a show. I will say. Like okay.
Also,
a lot of people,
are you? Do you have a some sort of sponsorship deal with Monster? Is there a reason you brought that
no.
over?
No. Can I drink it though?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. No.
Carolina,
I just love Monster.
Can we be honest with you about the reason we brought you on today?
Yes.
I wish I could say that it's your personality, but we can't. We can't assert that just yet.
You don't know me.
You seem great, but you caught. You explain.
You were on the red carpet and you looked like a shining star, if I'm gonna be honest with you.
Stunning.
And this
stunning.
Isn't
That's
even
so
me hitting
sweet.
On you. You look beautiful.
Thank you
and
so much.
I said,
true.
Dylan,
That's
who's
sweet.
That girl? What are you doing here at my brother's wedding?
Oh, I'm actually co-hosting the live stream that's happening tonight via pay-per-view.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
On Halogen Live.
Halogen.
Of course.
You know about that?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. How's it going so far?
Oh, it's good. I got here a little late, actually. I had some drama getting to Vegas.
Tell us.
Really?
I flew in from L.A., and my flight got delayed 2 hours. Something happened with the flight, like something happened with the engine, and like they said it wasn't safe to fly. They had to have like people come and like do some work on the engine. And
I wonder if your flight was any scarier than the naked Riley Reid turbulent porn star snack
oh,
tequila
and it was
Tana
a very
Mongo
bad flight.
Riding
turbulence
Jake Paul
was
flight.
Crazy.
Carolina, question, do you now in any way regret booking Spirit Airlines?
Oh, unfortunately I didn't book Spirit, I booked Delta.
Delta.
Let me down.
I am
down.
A Delta fanatic. Delta, what have you
like
done to poor Carolina?
Maybe I should have booked Spirit. Maybe
no.
I would have had a better experience.
No. Are you out
no,
of your mind?
No, but Spirit is so bad, and I thought I could trust Delta.
They make you pay for water.
Oh,
who
they
doesn't?
Make, Yo, they
if
charge
you walk,
$40
a
for
if
a carry-on.
If you walk into any restaurant in the United States and say, can I have a cup of water? It's free. Legally, it's free.
not
and
Spirit.
With Spirit, that'll be $10.
So listen, do you know Jake at all? Be honest with me.
I'm going to be honest. I don't.
It's fine.
But I did a lot of research prior to this event happening today.
What did you find out?
That he's a famous YouTuber, right?
That's
yes?
it?
Okay. And I heard a lot of other things, but
why don't you say
good
them
and
here.
Bad.
No, please say them here. Say the worst things that you heard.
Gosh, that like he got kicked out of his house and I don't know, something about like drama in Calabasas and right, like
he lit his pool on fire.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Like he had problems with the police and.
Oh,
and I don't want to bash. I don't
fine.
Even know him.
It's his fault for beating
and
the shit
the way,
out of that
no
homeless man.
No one at this
man.
Table has any connection to him
okay.
whatsoever, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now Carolina, let me say this as well. Also, his older brother is quite controversial. Did you get any news about him, his older brother?
Yes, I did.
Complete scumbag.
No, I don't. I think his brother might be a better person, or actually.
I
don't know
you're
him.
You're absolutely
but
right.
But he looks like a better person.
Yeah, wow.
He's right there. That too.
That's the older brother.
That's
and
it.
Carolina, I got bad news. That's the mom. That's Pam Paul.
This is great.
Wow.
But great job.
This is pure embarrassment happening.
This is great. Are you?
He found you very attractive. What would you say about him?
Oh, you're not so bad yourself.
Are you into tall, blonde,
you're
controversial
so
YouTubers?
No, ma'am, you don't have to answer. I'm ex-controversial, by the way.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not really like anyone's type. I'm not. Every girlfriend I've ever had, they go, you're not my type, and I hated you
oh,
before
I
we
don't
met.
Have a type at all.
You ain't got no
like,
type?
No.
Bad is that a Ray Sherman
no
song?
Type.
Is the only thing that you like?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ray Sherman?
Not bitches, but...
Are you gonna be here the rest of the night?
Yes, I am.
Are you allowed to drink alcohol after the hosting?
I mean, I hope so.
Okay,
I'm
well, maybe
sure.
we can take a shot together.
I also have one quick question. Have you ever...
and also,
ever,
is, this your
right now?
Is this your entourage of equally beautiful women?
Yeah, that's my friend. She came on the flight with me.
This is just incredible news. Thank you so much.
Amazing.
I love your dress, by the way. You look great in white. Love the red hair. I've also met you before somewhere.
Hi.
I compliment...
Hi, Olivia.
No, I know you. I complimented your red hair. Do you have red hair?
I think so.
Amazing. I met you somewhere. I can't
strawberry blonde. My dad had strawberry blonde hair. They called
yeah,
him Red
I
Muff in high
yeah.
school.
I've got one quick question before you.
Strawberry blonde.
This might seem a little bit random, but are you considering having children anytime within the near future for any reason?
Definitely, I do. I want to get married first and then have kids.
Well, is there any
well,
way we could restructure
love that? About you.
Yeah, I believe in marriage first,
Fuck.
Kids after.
All right, Dylan, pull her off.
Interesting.
Pull her off. 86
what?
Carolina.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
She's trying to do marriage before
I'm
the kid.
I'm being honest.
No, that's.
No, that's
I mean,
good.
None,
honesty
like,
is the best policy.
If you don't believe in that, like, by all means, like, do you? But 100%.
We all believe in it. I'm not even going to. I'm not going to go. Listen. thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Thank you, thank you. You're staying for the wedding, correct?
Yes, I am.
I'll ask you probably one more time. You're staying for the wedding, right?
I am.
Okay, cool. Okay, maybe we can take a shot later. I am the best man. I'm going to be doing a speech, so look out for me.
So buckle up. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild
ride. Make sure we'll watch that. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it was so nice to meet you. Yeah,
Carolina, really quick, one last thing. When your friend gets drunk later and is looking for a suitable bachelor, please throw in a good word for me, okay? I love the red hair, love the dress.
I'll put in a word or two.
Thank you. I'm from LA.
Maybe.
We're absolutely fucking loaded.
She kind of cussed you out, so I'm not sure.
I think she's joking with me. I do know
her. Was she kidding?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Carolina. Carolina,
thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to be honest. For the first ever show that's not at our house, I feel so comfortable.
We're crushing it.
I feel great. And with no headphones, Batch, good to see you.
I'm back. I'm sober this time. Hey. Batch, bad news.
Like
get your ass back up. Tanner Fox
no,
just walked
let's,
it.
Let's, let's switch Tanner Fox and my mom. George took me aside and he said, I'm just going to whisper pointless things in your ear. That's what he said.
We are live.
That's why he wasted my time.
You can't freaking tell them that now. It doesn't look important.
Hey, man. we're no headphones. We're also not live.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Good to see you here. Tanner. Ah, man. You look 12. What's
I still look 12.
Yeah. You look great, though, I will say.
Thank you.
You look great. I know you've been open in the past about acne.
Yeah.
You're looking clear. You're looking real ceramic type, porcelain type right now.
Hey, thank you.
How have you done it? Because I've been having some problems recently.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did, pretty much everything I possibly could to kind of figure out how to solve acne, and nothing worked.
Yep.
So there's this pill you take. It's called Accutane. Have you heard of it?
This is ridiculous.
But it's terrible. I don't recommend anybody taking it.
Well, because the side effects are ferocious.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
What happened?
Honestly not worth it.
Tanner, were you older when you first started Accutane?
And I got younger.
So one of the side effects is it does make you younger, so that's why most people take it. But also, there's severe depression side effects. Is that what you experienced?
Yeah, I got anxiety and depression kind of side effects from that over the past literally from when I started it until I stopped. I stopped taking it early because I just was this isn't worth it.
But
and then my skin still kind
of
stayed clear.
80% of people who take Accutane for the full duration of it no longer have acne for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So you may have hit that wave.
Oh yeah. So
wait, what?
Yeah,
that's a fact.
It's almost a permanent thing. Even me, bro. I had horrible acne. It cleared up, and I get the occasional pimple. But for the most part, Accutane did a good job. This
but
is not
also,
a brand deal, by
but
the way.
You also
it
said
no,
it,
it's not.
It,
that's why I don't recommend it to anybody. It could be different. It's different for everybody's body. So.
Yeah, facts.
You also said it dried you out similarly to a KFC biscuit.
I did.
Oh
true?
My goodness.
You said his lips turned into sandpaper.
Yes, you need chapstick at all times. You ain't going nowhere without chapstick. I was hiding chapsticks around my house.
Yep.
Just in case.
Me too.
Whoa.
Holy
hey, can
shit.
We zoom in on that real quick? Hold up. Right here.
Whoa.
Yo. That's the same chapstick.
Cheers. Fucking cheers, bro.
Wow.
Y'all can't just pull it out
can
that,
I, can I choose?
That is a moment.
Can I choose?
Nah, bro. You're not in the same clique.
Cheers.
No, get the... Bro,
so,
Blistex.
So how did...
Blistex or die, bitch.
Can I choose?
How did you eliminate the acne?
It seems like he already answered that when he said he took Accutane.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
like,
but then he stopped. Okay.
No, yeah.
There's two parts to this story, Logan Paul.
So I was supposed to take it for 8 months. Yes. I did it for 6, and by 6 months I stopped taking it, and it kind of just held through, I guess.
Okay.
But
you did answer.
Yeah.
We got another guest. A lot of guests on this podcast, and a lot of shots, I guess. 2.5 million.
Yeah, he's 15.
Clout through the roof. 2.5 million subscribers, and you're 15 years old?
Yeah, what's up?
I can't believe it. You look like a cartoon character in real life. I'm blessed to be in your presence.
Yes, bro.
Really?
I've been saying that all day.
What do you do? How do you have 2.5 million subscribers at 15 years old? I'll tell you what I was doing at 15 years old. God dang nothing. How did you do it?
I started posting videos. I loved filming my videos and just doing what I love, and it eventually took off. It took off right from the start. That was the thing.
Crazy.
I knew what I was doing.
Businessman, I swear.
Are you vlogging?
I do. I started off doing, trick shot videos, bottle flipping, when that was a trend. I did a video where I flipped random stuff. Flip that bottle.
Are you dude
wow,
perfect?
That's a valuable resource right now. It's 105 degrees.
There are kids in Africa.
I'm thirsty right now, but it's good.
There's a man right here.
Flip this bottle.
Both sides.
I can't believe it. He's really that crazy. 2.5 million subscribers for
that is
incredible.
Talent. Absolute talent.
Yes. So who edits your videos, man?
I used to edit three videos a week, all my videos. I go to school and everything, but I started getting an editor when I came out to California, recently, a couple weeks ago.
Smart. So most kids, I'm sure you know nowadays, their desired career path is to be a YouTuber.
75%.
It's high.
Yeah.
It's no more firefighters, no more real estate agents. It's
no more astronauts, presidents.
Real estate, maybe. I got into real estate.
What, you're 15, how is that possible?
I bought a house like last month.
What'd you say now?
I bought a house.
How is that possible? You're 12.
It's my money, but like under my dad's name.
Listen,
did you just say you're laundering money for your father?
No, that's not.
Laundering money? I don't know if that's good or bad.
He puts his father's money in the laundry.
So wait, you
in
said laundry, your dad yeah. is running a slush
I
box.
Did the laundry. I did my own laundry for the first
is your dad
time.
Bernie Madoff. Listen, could.
Maybe.
Pablo Escobar.
Yes.
What's your name?
Jack Doherty.
Jack?
Jack Doherty.
Jack the Ripper, thank
Jack,
you.
Jack the Ripper.
Jack.
I did a project on Jack. Him for my English class.
Project. Three. Are you still in school?
Yeah, I go to public school.
You go to school still?
Yeah.
Public school, bro.
That's crazy. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
How much money have you made from YouTube at 15 years old?
Take a guess. I'll say higher or lower.
Okay, great. Wow. Wow, you've been PR trained. You've been media trained.
That's good, man. Good man.
If you bought a house, where do you live?
New York.
Okay. Where
in New York?
Not in Long Island. But the house isn't in Long Island.
Where in Long Island? Where'd you buy the house, kid?
I in like Tennessee or something. I'm not sure.
You bought a house in Tennessee.
Why? Randomly?
Because that's where like the ROI is the highest.
ROI?
What, kid?
Return on investment. What do you? Who are you?
Yeah.
What's your current CPM?
Like 7. You
got. How does he know what that
how
is?
I don't even know what that means.
How do you
bro?
Know who are? You? All right, listen.
No, look at guys.
$500,000.
Higher.
You've made more than this 15-year-old kid has made more than
$182,000.
A little higher.
Wow. I said it facetiously at the beginning. Blessed to be in your presence.
Quick question. What's the difference between you, little kid, and that little kid who's funneling those peanuts behind you? Like,
that
why
was
do you,
me 5 minutes ago.
No, but literally, why are you a millionaire and he's just sitting there funneling peanuts playing with a shirt? Like, what's good?
Boom, roasted. That's why.
It doesn't matter. People are doing things younger. And another question, do you play Fortnite?
I used to. I gained like 20 pounds, though, so I got off of that.
We had a problem for a while,
I lost
too.
It all, though. No,
a kid played Fortnite today, and he won $3 million.
Who?
He's 16 years old winning the Fortnite World Cup.
Oh, that Mongrel kid? Probably that Mongrel kid.
No, not Mongrel. Not Mongrel.
16 years old won $3
million. 16 years old, yep.
Dang.
Listen, man. What's your channel? I'm going to subscribe. Tell the Impulsive audience to subscribe, or at least check out
your videos. My channel is Jack Doherty, Jack, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y.
Listen, I want to do a collab or have you on a real episode of Impulsive,
because
I'm really impressed, man. For real, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay. Take it easy, man. I'll see you around here. We'll take a shot later. That's a joke. He's 15.
That's absolutely.
But we'll do one right now with me and Mike.
Hey.
Do it. Please do it.
I have a towel.
Hey, really quick, let me make a quick statement. Guys, to the couple, to Jake and Tana, best wishes. I hope that you guys live in just beautiful clout for the rest of your lives, and may all of your engagement be high.
Amen. Amen. Really.
Cheers.
Really. It's a towel.
I am so sorry, man. By the way, another very beautiful woman.
There's a lot of them here, man. I said it at the beginning.
Ma'am, are you here with anyone?
I can't see you.
There are very bright lights.
No. Yeah. Maybe we take a shot later, yeah?
We got a random kid. Sit down. Take a seat, bro. I can't see the lights behind you.
Yeah?
Clocking out. Go do your thing, bro.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Tanner, we love you, dude.
Hey, I love you.
When you drive those fast cars, why don't you go a little slower?
Take it easy.
I should do that.
Yep. Yes.
I really should.
Yeah,
no,
be
seriously, because last time you told us about driving, you told us about how you drove off a fucking cliff into a boat.
Hey. Oh, never mind.
Tanner, we love you.
I was going to tell you guys a story, but I'm going to save it.
It's all good. Listen, man.
We love you.
So you were screaming something at me when you were behind the light over there.
Yes,
what were you saying?
So actually, I've been following you for a long time, ever since Vine.
How did you get invited to this wedding?
I'm friends with Tanner.
Oh, that Tanner?
Tanner.
Oh, Tanner Mello.
Me and Tanner and Amari, actually, we're all good friends.
But how come you're not on the reality show? You didn't make the cut.
So I go to University of Nevada, Reno.
Oh, congrats.
So I don't really hang out with them as much as I should be, to be honest.
Well,
how many shots have you taken tonight so far?
Like 5.
Let me ask you a question, kid.
Sir.
On a scale of 1 to absolutely obliterated, how fucked up are you right now?
Like a 4.
Listen,
4?
Man. Okay. Listen, 4. Make it a 6 and go take another shot. My brother's coming on the set right now. Nice to meet you, brother.
Hey, great to meet you.
Thank you. Take it easy.
Have a good night. You too, bro.
Nice kid.
Look at this guy.
Wow, dude.
Wow. I didn't think it was like this.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
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 Really here.
Are you, bro? I think you've officially graduated, brother. You're no longer a YouTuber today.
Thank you, bro.
You are a wedded man.
That's what it's all about.
One of the highest decorated performers on the internet.
Thank you, bro.
You placed third in the 100-meter dash yesterday at our Challenger Games.
I ran like shit. I'm gonna come in first next year.
You think so? Challenger Games 2020.
Yep. Stay tuned.
How are you feeling right now? We got to be moments away. What, moments away from
moments
you being married?
Away.
And by the way, Armani is officiating the wedding. Congratulations, you look great.
Thank you. Armani, you were ordained an actual minister.
48 hours ago, 100%.
That's how it works. How much did that cost you?
It was about $30 and took 5 minutes online.
Unbelievable.
Damn.
But for the record, I have been training the entire 48 hours, studying, learning how to run and officiate. And Logan, you've had experience with this before.
You're absolutely right. I've officiated a wedding here in Vegas, and he actually chose you to officiate the wedding, even though I am also ordained. It's fine. It's fine. I'm the best man.
You're the best man, Logan.
Jake, are you nervous?
What's going on?
What's with the heavy breathing?
I'm nervous.
You know what?
All eyes are on me.
Yep.
Are you having regrets?
No. I'm just like, yo, it's really happening. And also, like, we're late. We're late right now. We're late on schedule. So, like, I apologize to everyone.
You know what they say, some of the best things take time. I think it's impressive that you guys have pulled this off.
Very perceptive, Mike.
You know what I said to Jake when we were upstairs changing? I said, I'm so happy today
that
I'm not the star of the event. I can literally sit back, chill, and watch my brother do his thing. But now that it's happening, I see you're crumbling, man.
I need support. I need a hug.
You got this, Jake. Come on, you got this, Jake. Come on.
Like, actually, like, getting married, like, it's like, cool. It's like, all right, and then it's the day, and, like, you're just there, and, like, I look Tana in the eyes, and I'm like, wow, we're really doing this.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Bit of a touchy question.
Yeah.
But that's what we do here on Impulsive. Do you think, and this is prior to any social media uproar.
Yep.
Do you think there will be any backlash, perhaps, for live streaming your wedding with a pay-per-view?
100%. People are going to be pissed.
And?
And I say this wedding cost us north of $750,000.
Good God.
And if you want to be a part of, if you want to be a part of the experience, watch it on the live stream. It's $50. You don't have to. We're not forcing it upon you. There's going to be free content that comes out afterwards. But if you want to be a part of the live stream, why not? Like, let's subdue our costs. This is expensive as shit. And, like, I could buy 4 Lambos with this wedding.
There was also a demand for it.
There was a demand.
Fans were asking.
We were like, yo, I want a live stream.
Why,
so
why me just playing Devil's Avocados, why is the price point so high? I asked you this yesterday, and
Because I only want the people who fuck with me the most and Tana the most to be watching the live stream. I feel like if you aren't our fans, then you shouldn't be watching the live stream. I don't want any haters on there who, like, pay, like, $10 and they're, like, commenting, like, fuck you guys. I only want my most loyal people on there, the people I fuck with the most, the people who ride for me, the people who retweet every tweet, the people who I DM in my Twitter messages. I love y'all. And, like, this is for y'all. No one has to buy it if you don't want to.
Yep.
But it's there to buy.
Yep. I love that answer. I totally agree with it. I think you could secure a large bag today. Let's do some math. Quick math. If 1,000 people buy the live stream, you've secured $50,000. So, like you said, if you're trying to offset the cost of this very expensive wedding where, quite frankly, amazing things are happening. I'm looking at a man on a scaffold?
Painting.
On the side of the house. The whole mansion, Armani, your
shout
mansion.
Shout out to D-Lord, Graffiti Mansion.
Graffiti Mansion.
Janna Mansion today.
Has been hashtag Janna forever.
Yes.
Jake Paul's handle, at Jake Paul, at Tana Mojo's handle.
Soon to be Tana Paul.
Will she change her handle to at Tana Paul?
She's changing her Instagram, yep.
Wow.
I can't.
It's a big Instagram move. We had to contact our affiliates.
Wow.
Jake, can we talk about your outfit a little bit tonight? You went with the 1950s gangster outfit tonight with the top hat.
The Christian Dior.
What gave the idea, and do you know how to handle a Tommy gun?
Shot many Tommy guns. In fact, I have a pistol in this satchel. if anyone pulls up on me ever, you're getting fucked up. Regardless of that, this is a Christian Dior suit. From top to bottom. Cost a bag, and I wanted to go with the white because I want to be different.
Be Maverick.
And you know, be a maverick.
Hey, all jokes aside,
I apologize for everything I say right now.
You nervous?
I'm nervous. All right,
bro.
And hammered.
All right, well, look, it's your time to shine. We're going to end impulsive right now.
Hey, you look good, kid.
Okay, I just
want to say you look great,
Well, now you're trying to squash the beef right here, right now.
No, I just want to say
it's fine.
Mike, bro, at the end of the day, we have beef, but you're cute and I love you.
Wow. He is cute.
Let me get it.
That's big news.
I'm moving.
Regardless of the beef, like, love is in my heart, and this guy, he's a good guy. We just need to talk.
Thank you guys for watching Impulsive Live here at Jake Paul at Tana Mojo's wedding. We freaking love you. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. There is no audio only today. He's saying he has a gun in here. I don't know if it's true. But yeah,
I do.
It's a very exciting podcast. Again, thank you guys for watching. If you liked it, if I asked you questions and wanted your opinions, please answer. We do read the comments. Armani, congratulations. Your first wedding that you're going to officiate.
Wow. Let's hope I don't mess
it up. It's going to be big. You can catch us live on Halogen.
Impulsive, number one podcast in the world.
Bax, we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.